Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 266.
Woo!
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Welcome. Come on. Come on.
Another 400 will be at episode 666. It means nothing to me, but
are we going
to
have a seance and we're going to try and drum up some spirits in here on 266? On
no.
a 666?
Oh, I'll let you know.
Are we going to make it 400 episodes?
It'll be 9 years from now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
9 years?
Yeah, roughly. By the time, you know, we do like 44, 45 episodes a year, so.
Oh, my God. I just realized.
About 9 years.
I'll be like,
what'd you realize? Yeah, plans in 9 years, you can't make it?
No, I'll be like 58 years old.
Wow.
You'll that's definitely old. Be a senior citizen. You'll have your ARP card?
Will I? No, I will not.
Maybe.
Close.
but I heard all today right. There was a story, there was a report that said that...
Aliens again?
No. No, but okay. They're coming. You know, yeah. I know people are sick of hearing me talk about aliens, but look, you see it every day in the news now. It's they're preparing us for it. There's
nothing
there's,
in the news today
more,
about aliens.
Not today, but there's more evidence in the recent weeks. More mm-hmm. stuff is being, yep, they're preparing us for it. They're going to start showing
getting
it.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll
just
stop
like
right
the
there.
Year 2000, we wouldn't get the Messiah's coming back. Computers were going to crash.
What I was going to say, was... that 80 is the new 60. So they're saying that people now that are turning 80 years old are basically what 60-year-olds were several years ago.
Well, so people at 80, let me comment two things on that. Number one, I just saw a video. It was Mick Jagger, I don't know, from the 70s,
yep,
maybe. And they said, do you see yourself doing this when you're 60? And he said, oh, why not? Why? I do, yeah. Why not? Yeah. And then the video cut to him on stage at 80.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's 81 now or something. Like,
but someone, the idiot interviewer was like, yeah, you know, when you'll be in a wheelchair and all geriatric and, you know, almost, walk, you know, hanging on stage with a walker. Like, they were making fun of him. Like, all of a sudden, 60 is the end of life. Like, 60 is when you really, that's when you start entering that phase. Yeah. The downward spiral.
There's a new thing now. People are posting this a lot. And sometimes the ages are a little bit off, but they're putting up sitcom stars from the 70s.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm going to use the character name so I don't confuse people. But Archie Bunker was like 47 when he did All in the Family.
Right.
But he looks like what 80 looks like now.
Correct. Yeah.
Like all the people from the sitcoms in the 70s.
Yes.
Were in their 40s.
They were in their 40s. They were like, yeah.
Right. But they looked like now's 80s.
Yeah. So, they looked really all, right. Exactly. And they were supposed to be portraying characters in their 40s and 50s. Imagine you are
10 or 11 years older than Archie Bunker and All in the Family, who is a fat, gray, balding man on the show. So again, a lot of those ages they put up are a few years off, but the gist is people looked old back then. Like you now, look at old photos of your grandparents, you're like, oh my God, how old were they? You're like 30.
You know, a lot of people are saying, well, it's all relative, right? Because, you know, where you are right now at, you know, your parents' age, you couldn't fathom that back then, but you really are aging. But I do think that we are taking better care of ourselves these days. I do think that people in their 50s and their 60s are behaving more like yesterday's 30s and 40s.
Well, I also think, you know, there's an age when people give up. You can look at an old person and be like, oh, that person gave up in 1995.
Right. Like some of my close Brooklyn friends, like their musical tastes.
Right.
Their musical taste ended in 1999. And I'm like, guys, don't you want to hear the new Post Malone album? And they're like, who? They don't know who that is.
The Post Malone album either.
No, but at least you know who Post Malone is. What I'm saying is they've given up on pop culture. So a lot of people, their wardrobe will end at a certain year where you clearly like, okay, this is where they stopped caring about fashion.
Well, that's because, first of all, social media and the internet allows you to see what all the new trends are. You can see, oh, I have to wear socks that don't show. Oh, now I have to wear ankle socks. Now I'm back to showing no-show socks. Like, you see it, right, online. You go, oh, I guess the trends are, you know, it's like, there's guys who are wearing cargo shorts because they don't give a fuck, right? You get to a point where you stop giving a fuck.
Right.
I'm at the point now where I don't give a fuck about my socks, right? Like, I'm wearing no-show socks.
Right.
But if they go back to, like, knee-high socks, I'm not doing it.
But that's just your, that is just that one facet. I'm talking about, what about, you know, music, pop culture, fashion, all of it. Not just the socks, but everything. Your tastes in entertainment. Think about going out to dinner. You know, I mean, we do a lot of that around here, right? We always talk about going to dinners, checking out the new restaurants rather than going to that same crusty place you've been going 30 years. So you keep up with these things.
Right.
You choose to keep up with each one and then say, in the sock department, I'm good. But everywhere else, I'm still keeping up with the Joneses.
Right. Like, if the trend is suddenly to wear like purple and pink all the time, I'm going to pass on that. I might wear an occasional purple. I might wear an occasional pink, but I'm not going full out.
Right.
But when I was 21, I would have gone full out because that's what you do. You follow the trends and you got to be in before, otherwise somebody punches you.
But now you're right. Different. Seeing TikTok videos every day and things on repeat and social media has really, I guess, made people self-aware that, like, to make that choice. Well, maybe I want to keep up with this. Maybe I want to try this because it's new.
I will say that my music doesn't keep up like it used to because I'm not working at a pop radio station anymore.
So anything that came out in the past year, you're pretty much like
oblivious to it.
You're what?
If I'm being honest, I don't listen. I'm not a pop music fan.
I know.
When I worked at the radio station, I would say one out of four songs I really liked, and then there were songs I'm like, oh, this is just.
But
like
you were aware out of four out of four of them.
Oh, I knew all the songs.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, for instance, like Bald Freak Ronnie, right? He stopped working at the radio station in 2018.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't know anything from.
He doesn't know any of these artists. Like, if you say, "Hey, how great is this new Olivia Rodrigo song?" and they'll be like,
"Oh, Vampire!" I
right?
Know
you, so you know it. Like. You keep up with it, right? Your kids.
Yeah, but if there's an artist that, like, I see up and coming artists, and I see people playing the Dunkin' Donuts lounge, I don't know who they are.
Right, but Bald Freak will say, "Who's Olivia Rodrigo?" She just had an album. Her last album had 5 hits on it. My point is,
I'm on the Maisie Peters tip right now.
Anything past 2018,
he can't even
name a song, let alone an artist.
Yeah, but I have to be honest with you, Scary. If you left the radio station, you would not be into pop music as much because you like dance music and old school hip hop and electronic music. You would not be listening to Ed Sheeran if you left the radio station. You wouldn't be. You wouldn't know the new Dua Lipa song necessarily unless they did a dance remix of it. It's the benefit of working at a pop radio station.
Well, I know the Dua Lipa because it's from the Barbie movie, right? And most people would know that song because even if you're not into pop music. But yeah, all right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I always feel like the more active I am, the more active mind, I'm not an active person. Let's make no mistakes about it.
Let's not get crazy. That pile of paper is still behind you.
It still is.
Yeah.
But make no mistake about it. Like yes, if I was active more, I have an active mind.
Oh, yeah. That you keeps think me, about exercising all the time.
That keeps me thinking. No, but I feel like that contributes to, you know, youth.
They
say, if you quit your job and you're retired completely, I think you maybe start to slow down a little bit.
Oh, 100%, which I have not done.
You've not done.
I'm actively. Been,
yeah.
So yeah, I'm staying active.
What's going on in the world of David Brody? You don't know how to answer that.
I'm watching Only Murders in the Building right now.
Okay.
And After Party Season 2.
All right. I'll skip the show and go to the After Party.
Yeah, that's right. But the After Party is a murder mystery, second season. Very good.
Oh, yeah?
If you're looking for a show. It's odd, but it's funny and it's a good show. It's
crazy how I'm not looking for a show.
But other than that, no, I'm just chilling this summer. I got the pool going. Last night I did the pool and the hot tub back to back. I was crazy.
What's that like?
No, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I could tell you. But
you could tell me, but you'll make me jealous because I'm not in it. But that's okay.
Hey, listen, you're poolside all the time. You were at some restaurant that had a pool on top of it the other day.
I was. Well, it wasn't a restaurant. It was the Soho House.
Yeah, the Soho House, which sounds like a restaurant. Is it a hotel?
It's a members-only club.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about that. Tell us how in the middle of Manhattan, you were at a rooftop club with a pool.
It was featured in Sex and the City back in the day. There was the famous Annabelle Johnson episode where Samantha found her ID in the bathroom. They were at Soho House.
Did you look that up? Did you reverse look that up? Did you go to the Soho House? Someone said Sex and the City, so you went back and looked to see what episode it was?
No.
Because you didn't watch Sex and the City.
There's a famous episode. No, my girlfriend told me. There's a famous episode.
Oh, okay.
There's a famous episode.
They're all famous.
Of Sex and the City. Annabelle, Sex in the City. Sex and the City. Wow.
Don't go crazy.
Annabelle Bronstein. Samantha in the episode. A lot of our slices might have seen the episode because it's a popular
20
one.
20 years ago.
No, but they know it. It's just like,
no, I'm saying, if I it's bring only up 20 years ago, right, I might have 20. Seen it.
It's not like, yeah.
Stream it. So, oh, by the way, remind me to tell you what the number one streaming show is right now.
Okay.
Because you won't know it.
All right, I won't, but I'll ask before. Yeah. So just to finish this up. Yeah, no, in the episode, Samantha from Sex and the City finds Annabelle Bronstein's ID on the bathroom floor, whoever the hell that is, and she pretends like she's Annabelle Bronstein, and she's walking around Soho House, and then, you know, she obviously gets caught, but my point is, that is the famous Soho House where it all started. It's a members-only club. I'm not a member. I'm not a bougie bastard.
You are a bougie bastard because you went. How'd you get in?
My buddy Joe is a member. He's allowed to bring three guests in. So he's brought me in, me and my girlfriend.
Did you say brought me in? He brought you in?
He brought me in.
Brought is already past tense. You're good.
He brought us in, me and my girlfriend, for three.
Oh.
Me and my girlfriend and I, Robin. Thank you know you. Her.
Yeah,
you know,
Robin. Love yeah. Robin. Love
She's
Robin.
Great. So yeah, so we came up to the rooftop, and I gotta say, I was slightly embarrassed because I found my pool.
Were you shirtless?
Well, that's the problem, Brody.
When you go
to a place that's members only, it's bougie. It's like fucking $4,000 a year to be there,
and it's the pretty people.
And you're just a guest of somebody who is a member and is rich.
So you had the guest chest.
What the guest chest? That's exactly, Brody. So I'm sitting there on the roof.
Look at that guy. He's out of shape and he's hairy. He's a guest.
I came in my bathing suit and I didn't. Gross. No, hold on a second. I showed up in my bathing suit.
You put the hoe in Soho House.
I showed up in my bathing suit. I had my towel. I was ready to go. I had my backpack with me. So did Robin. And we're like, this is going to be great. Waxed.
Yeah.
Well, it was almost like shave chests only beyond this point kind of sign should have been up. Because when you got up there was a bar in the shade, but then you will go out to the pool deck. Well, Brody, the people at this place, dude, everybody.
I saw your videos.
Everyone was a pretty person.
Yes,
everyone
they were.
Was in shape. all the girls and all the guys, all the shirtless guys walking around with not a hair out of place. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't fucking take my shirt off. And first of all, the pool is the size of a puddle and everyone's in it or around it. So if you go in that pool, you're on display. Everyone's watching you. And I'm not talking about 5-10 people. I'm talking about 75 people staring at you from all angles. And I'm like, oh my God, am I going to? Well, I can't go in the shirt with my pool. I can't go in the pool with my shirt.
Is this the pool when you came in your bathing suit?
That's a David Brody move, going in the pool with the shirt on.
That's because I burn easily. I have fair skin.
Understood. But it's still a David Brody move. So I'm like, I'm not going to fucking do that. That'll cause even more attention.
No, people look at me in a shirt and they go, oh yeah, he's pasty. They know.
Well,
you're Italian. You have medium skin. They look at you and they go, oh yeah, he's
high. Yeah, but I got my gut. You know, it's third quarter scary here.
That's right.
I'm like, no. I'm like, dude, I got moobs. I got mitts. Man tits. Yeah. Whatever you call these things. I don't know
what the mitts. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to develop those again. They're coming back around. I need a doctor fat loss ASAP. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, I'm sitting there and I told Robin, I told Joe, I'm like, I'm good with hanging at the bar drinking. And that's what we did. We hung at the bar. It was 90 degrees, sweat my balls off. And I was sitting there staring at the pool like a dog, you know, on the other side of the glass trying to get at food. Like, you know, I couldn't go in the pool because I just felt like I was going to be judged by these pretty people who are also rich.
They're never going to see you again. And none of them had their phones in their hands. You were the only one.
Oh, that's another thing. You're not allowed to take pictures or video.
Nobody was filming. Your video, you're the only one filming.
And it was covert.
Good time.
Joe was like, listen, man, if you want to take videos and pictures, I'd be really covert about it because they don't take too kindly to people with the cameras. They will chase you out of here. So just be discreet, okay?
Wow. You'd think it'd be okay to take pictures of pretty people.
No. You know? Soho House is a members-only private club. They don't want it being photographed or videoed. Although they have an Instagram account. Don't ask me why.
Oh, okay, so Billy Joel didn't give a nickname to your friend Joe. So can we call him Soho Joe?
Soho Joe. Sojo. Of course.
Soho Joe.
Soho Joe.
Yeah, because you didn't have a nickname.
Soho Joe. We'll give him a nickname. He's Lupo. He's Lupo. His last name is Lupo.
So he could take three guests in. He brought you and Robin and who else?
And that's it. And our friend Astra, who's been on radio for a long time. On
KTO. I love Astra.
Astra's been all over the New York radio dial. But anyway, so it was fun. But
Astra went in the pool though, right?
No, she did not.
Oh, well, she could have. She fits the profile.
So Soho Joe is the same Joe that got caught, that they were going to let into the nightclub that time with his girlfriend and they were going to switch me out. Remember the ropes? Remember, I was like, we'll take you. I'd rather switch you for these two people on the other side of the rope. Remember that night I talked about it on this podcast? Yep. Yeah, that was Soho Joe and his girlfriend at the time. So Joe's like a chiseled dude. He's got the friggin' V. You know the V? The crotch.
I've only seen pictures.
The V when you're underneath, all of a sudden, like, you know, a guy in a bathing suit and they have the two bones that look like they're about to, like, not your bone.
I don't look that close.
No, but like you're talking about the vote, like, you know, a V shape.
Everyone knows the V, yes.
Well, he's got one of those. He's got big pecs. He's got biceps and triceps.
You have big pecs.
Yeah. No.
Softer.
Dude, this guy is built. Anyway, he could take off his shirt.
So are you the Duff?
No, I'm not.
He brought you to be the Duff.
No, I'm not the Duff. By the way, Duff means Doug, designated ugly fat friend. Thank you. Is that who you think I am?
You're talking about how the Soho Club is all hot and ripped people. Joe is hot and ripped, and you're wearing a t-shirt in the sunshine. So I'm just thinking maybe...
Wearing like a friggin' like...
He brought a non-threatening friend.
Yeah, but he was like, you know, whatever. He had his sunglasses on. He was looking cool. He's Soho Joe, looking cool at the Soho Club.
Now, what does Soho Joe do for a living? Like, how do you know Soho Joe?
He's a cop.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. He pulled you over once?
No, he's part of the crew. He's part of our crew, a Hoboken crew.
Why? Oh, the Hoboken crew. Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, very nice of him to bring me two Sundays in a row. And I know you're humble. So to get back to the original part of this, you think I wasn't suffering too much because I did have a pool when in fact I didn't have a pool. I mean, it was there, but I couldn't go in it. There was no way. No shot. Yeah. No shot I was getting in there.
My pool has standards also. I can only have attractive people in the pool. That's why I go in. No. And I don't know anybody more attractive than me, so there's nobody in the pool.
Exactly. So, it's a self-indulgent, egotistical pool.
Right. I go in the pool. I'm the best-looking person in the pool.
Yeah.
There's no filming. I don't have to worry about it. I want to go in with my shirt. Without my shirt, there's nobody there. It's perfect.
I love it. Well, yeah.
I swim at night when there's no sun. It's great. My new light in the backyard is killer. It's fantastic.
Maybe I can go back to Soho House when the lights are out and nobody's there and I can swim alone.
Yeah, like at night. Like, yes, definitely. Like
I
midnight.
Told Joe, you know, I said, listen, I'll come back on a cloudy day. How about that? On a Tuesday afternoon.
But nobody's swimming.
When no one's around, no one's looking, no one's swimming, no one's fighting you for a lounge chair.
Can't wear a shirt on a cloudy day, though, because then you're calling yourself out.
No, I would. No, then I'd be in all my glory. I don't care. No one. Right. There'd be less people around to judge me.
There'll always be someone to fly a drone over and judge you or a blimp.
I'd rather seven people than 75.
Right. That's true. All right.
Okay. That was my Sunday fun day with Soho Joe.
All right. Well, listen, after the break, I want to talk to you about what happened at the baseball game I went to. I teased it. So when we come back, I'll tell you about the guy who threw his friend under the bus.
Good. Stop tickling my balls and give me the story.
You got it. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tickle. I told you I went to the Somerset Patriots Binghamton Rumble Ponies game, and I really wanted to sit close to the field, and since the Mets farm system team was on the third base side, I sat right by third base. First row. I got one seat. When I looked on the map, there was one solo seat available. I got it, right? So I'm sitting in seat 5.
You went by yourself?
To my right. Yeah, I went by myself.
Who does that?
I was just like, me. I was last minute. I was like, I'm going to get a ticket, go to the game. I wanted to see the Mets do young players. So,
oh my God.
It was a night you weren't available.
No, but
you
even so, but I mean, I would sooner stay home than go by myself.
Well, that's you. If I only go to the pool.
Okay, so you went to the game.
I've gone to Mets games alone.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have gone to Mets games alone.
Wow.
I went to the David Wright's last game ever alone because you bailed. You were at the Janet Jackson concert with your girlfriend. Everyone remembers that.
Let's be clear. The game that I went to a couple of months ago, actually.
Yeah, you went alone.
No, I was about to be alone. And had I been alone because you dicked me and didn't show up, I was about to go home. But I ran into a guy at the event that who's a friend of mine. He's more of an acquaintance. And I'm like, you know what? I can hang with this guy because now City I have Field somebody.
Phil? City Field Phil?
City Field Phil. No. All right. Anyway.
All right.
So you, as, you, right, as you were.
There's 10 seats in the row. Seats 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, nobody showed up. Even though the seats were sold, nobody showed up. To my right is two teenagers in seats 1 and 2, and seats 3 and 4 are empty. And the guy in seat 2 has a towel on seat 3 and his bag. All his stuff's on seat 3. He's spread out, and he's lounging. He's got four seats. These two kids come over. They're like 13 years old, and they must know him from school or something. They came over to say hi, and the guy says to one of the kids, the talkative one, there's one quiet one, one talkative one. He says to the talkative one, hey, man, what's going on? He says, oh, we just came to the game. Our seats are all the way upstairs, but I saw you, and I want to say hi. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. Remember we sat together a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He says, you could sit down if you want in seat 4, but your friend, there's no room for your friend.
Huh?
So they're in row 2, standing in row 2. And the guy says, you can come over and sit next to me if you want in the first row, but your friend, there's no room for your friend. So now, what would you do, Scary? You went to the game with your buddy,
mm-hmm,
right? You're 13 years old, and some guy you know says, you can come sit with me in the front row, but there's no room for your buddy. Because he's got his stuff on seat 3. He's like, you could sit in seat 4 if you want, but your buddy can't sit here. What would you do if you were that kid? And your friend now can't sit with you.
Well, as a 13-year-old, I might have a 13-year-old mentality and be like, bye, bitch. I'm going to the front row.
Yeah, but he did. He turned around. He went, hey, man, sorry.
Yeah.
And he stepped over the seats and sat down in seat 4.
Of course he did. But, I mean, you know, as a grown-up, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to hang with my boy. Because so you learn that, yeah, but you learn that over time. But yeah, what's going on with seat 3 though? It was empty.
He's got his bag, like his backpack. He's put his like his card tray of food, like his soda and his French fries. He's got everything on the seat.
Well, fuck him. So he's the problem. It's him.
Yes, right. So now the other kids, like,
yeah, don't be a douche. Oh. Yeah, first of all, you're gonna force a 13-year-old to make that kind of decision when there's an empty seat and there is room for his friend. All you got to do is move your fucking shit.
So the kid says, sorry, man, sorry. He jumps over the seat and he sits down, never looks back. So the kid, he doesn't even talk. He's like a very shy kid. He's like, oh, he had the face on like, what do I do now? Oh my God. So I turn around. I'm like, hey man, why don't you sit in my seat? I'll move over to 6 because 6 is empty.
Yeah.
And I said, if anyone shows up, because it's like the third inning at this point, if anyone shows up, you'll have to give my seat back, but I'm going to move over. So the kid's like, all right, cool. So he goes around, he sits down in my seat in seat 5, and I sit in seat 6. What's the big deal? So now the other kid, his friend in seat 4, is like, hey, man, hey, what's going on? Yeah. And the kid's like, you left me. You don't be nice to me now. He's like, you were going to leave me. He's like, no, I would have come back up to the other seats. He's like, no, you wouldn't have.
What a douche.
Yeah, so now the kid's acting like nothing's wrong. He's like, yeah, you got a seat. This is great. And he's like, but you left me.
At least he could have done was buy him a beer.
Like, well, these kids are 13 years old. Come on.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
But if you were 13, you would have ditched your friend.
I'm trying to think of 13-year-old me. 13-year-old me might have been a lot more selfish than I am today. Today, I'm a lot more giving.
You would have had the guy give you $5.
But the real problem is the grown ass man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let kids choose like that. That's an awful position to put somebody in.
And all he had to do was move the shit off his seat.
Yeah. What was in there that was so important?
Okay. The thing I got was that the first kid, he didn't even think about it. It wasn't like, hey man, do you want to sit next to me? But I only got room for one. And your friend, there's no room for your friend. He didn't go, like, hey, Mike, is it okay if I, let me think about this for a minute. Mike, you'll be okay, right? Like, he did nothing. He's like, all right, cool. And stepped over the seat. Right over. Like, he didn't even think about it.
Brody, you and I.
Hey, man, you want to sit?
We're at the Mets. Yeah, go ahead. World Series.
Yeah.
Game 7.
Yep.
New York Mets. Yep. You and I are barely in the stadium. We're fixing the light bulbs up at the top.
Yeah, we're upper deck. Yep.
You find one of your boys has a seat down in front in the special seats, you know, the good ones.
Yeah.
And then he's got a seat next to him that's available because his guest didn't show up.
Yep.
He tells you of this. He says, yo, text you. Yo, Brody, why don't you move to the front row with me?
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game. Game 7, World Series. Mets and Yankees. I'll make it even sweeter, juicier.
Okay. Yep.
You're up to date with your boy, Skiri. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he doesn't know me. You want to come? You want to come down
Who
to the front?
Who doesn't know you? Right. So your friend says.
What would you do?
I have one seat.
Your friend says, I got one seat next to me here in the front row. You're up in the last row.
Am I taking into consideration you're like a, you're a fair fan of the Mets?
No, it has nothing to do with it. No. Now, should you be taking that into consideration or should you be taking into consideration our friendship?
Here's what I would do. I do one of two things. One, I wouldn't even bring it up and mention it because it would be wrong for me to even bring it up. If I did bring it up, I'd say, hey, this is the situation. And I know you would say, dude, you got to go for it because you appreciate the value of that. You would tell me to go and I would probably still not go because you and I go into the game and the same game is happening, whether I'm behind home plate or upper deck. I always care where I sit when I go to a game. The behind home plate's cool and all. No, I would not leave you for that. No, okay. I wouldn't.
That's good.
Now, same question to you.
Take off like you're the road runner.
Yeah, you'd be like, boom! There'd be a cloud of smoke.
Meep, meep.
And you, boom! Meep, meep. You go, meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Road runner. Oh, no. Dude, think of the pictures I'll get. Dude, you'd say to me, you go, Brody, I'll live stream it from my phone. It'll be like you're next to me. I'll hold my phone up the whole time. You can watch what I'm seeing.
Meep, meep. I would actually compromise. What I would do is I'd be like, look, I'll tell you what. Let's split it. I'm going to go down for these two innings. I'll come back
seventh,
and then you can.
The eighth and ninth. And you go down for the sixth and seventh.
I probably would not leave you. I mean, we're thinking this through. I would
no,
stay.
You go, this would be great for the podcast. I'm doing this for us. And you'd leave. If I don't go, Brody, we have nothing to talk about. If I go, you can bitch about it and you'd be out of there.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you and I were outside a club and the bouncer said, hey, man, you can come in, but your friend over there can't come in. The pasty guy, he looks too Jewish. He can't come in. You'd be like, Brody, see ya. You don't want to go in anyway. You don't really want to go in the club.
Well,
you'd rather go to TGI Fridays.
That's an interesting one. I know from friends of mine who run clubs and bars and, you know, and bouncers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That
they run bouncers.
That women do this to other women, like their girls, their girlfriends. Some, you know, maybe they'll show up to a really hot nightclub, and they're there at the rope. And you're unfortunately being judged because that's just the way it is in New York City, some places and some areas, in Vegas and Miami. And the bouncer pretty much says, "All right, the two of you could come in, but you can't." And the third person being someone who's unattractive or even a guy, right? We'll let the girls in, but the guy can't come in. Either way, it's fucked up, right? You wouldn't leave your friends behind. But people, from what I understand, have had to been put in a bad situation to make that decision. And a lot of times they're like, okay, no, we're in standing solidarity. We're out of here. And then you all leave. That's the right thing to do every time. No matter you go out as a group, you stay as a group. If the group can't get in as a group, then you all walk away. But you know there are people out there, there are women out there, and even guys who might leave their friends behind and say, you know what? I'll catch up with you tomorrow. We're going in. It's happened.
I think it depends. If you're in a group of girls.
But think of women in their 20s, and they want to do is get into this hot club.
Let's say there's six or eight of them, right? If four of them get in and four of them don't, I think the four would be okay. I think the four would be like, go, girls, have a great time. Meet
no, they wouldn't. They'd be like, you bitches, you're leaving us behind. We had a girls' night, and now it's half a girls' night.
No,
that's the wrong thing to do.
Supportive. They would go to a different club.
No.
If it's three girls, I don't think two would leave one. If it was four girls, I think they could agree two could go in, two could go somewhere else.
Now, if it's five girls and one guy, that guy's fucked. Those girls are going in, and the one guy is like, see you later. I'm out.
Yes, 100%.
And then they're going to leave him behind in the dust.
Unless maybe he's the gay friend, Because you want to keep the, you don't want to have so many, you don't want a sausage party in the club. So,
oh, what about it? Okay, thinking, well, now you're in the club, all of you, and a couple of the girls get invited to a promoter's table to drink. Because you know that's always one guy and about seven girls at a table. And they want, they love to entertain and host the, now.
Are they leaving their one gay, straight friend?
Now two girls are, let's say, you know, four of us enter the club. Me and you and two girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
We enter the club and the two girls that we're with, run into a promoter they know that is already running a table with all girls, right?
Yeah, they're gone. And they're out.
The promoter says this, yo, you two want to join us on our table? Meaning the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the girls know they got guys with them. Me and you, right?
Now, wait a minute. Is it still us?
It's still us. It doesn't matter.
Girlfriends?
These are hypotheticals. No, these are hypotheticals.
Oh.
You know that those girls are like, free drinks. All right, you guys go order off the bar. We'll catch up with you later. Go fuck yourself. We're going to join this promoter in his table.
Now, wait a minute.
I think a lot of women will do that. I think that they will.
Hypothetically, I have a date.
Oh.
Are our dates getting drunk for free while we don't have to pay for them?
Ooh, that's a great angle.
Then I'm good with that.
Yes.
Then I'm good with that.
Go ahead, girls.
I'm saving money. I got it figured. Girls, go drink for free. Have a ball.
Have a ball. I get to pay half price because it's just me drinking. And then you're still coming home with me at the end of the night. So jokes.
When you're tipsy, we'll talk later. Yeah, as long as there's no shenanigans going on, let them drink for free. I'm okay with that.
I didn't think that'd work. All right.
Yeah, see, good thing you had me there.
Yeah,
At the club.
All right. What are we planning this? Is this happening?
And then I do what I always do. You get the first round. I go, you get the first round, Scary. And then I don't drink a second round, so then I'm off the hook.
Yeah, you dick.
With Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I just know it all the time. It's always you. It always comes back to money. It always comes back to...
No, I'm clever with money. That's all.
Clever.
Speaking of money, you like to get a good deal on things, right?
Who doesn't look for a good bargain?
Yeah. So there's a Pep Boys near me. Pep Boys Automotive. They do tires, oil changes, all kinds of, you know, repairs. And they have a banner that says, I could be off by a couple of words, but it says, Pep Boys, we will not be undersold. Okay?
Yeah, that's their slogan.
That's a good slogan.
Yeah, Manny, Moe, and Jack from all those years ago.
It could be slightly different.
By the way, Manny, Moe, and Jack are the three guys that are the cartoonish figures in their logo.
Right. None of those guys would get in the club, by the way. None of them.
None of them.
None of them. Yeah. So we will not be undersold. So my wife's car got a flat tire. The tire got ripped. It's not fixable. The side of the tire had a golf club size hole in it, a golf ball size hole in it. So the tire is a couple of years old because the car's a couple of years old. So, you know, the tire companies, they do that. They change the thread a little bit and they go from like the Sportster 1 to the Sportster 2.
Sure.
And you can't get the 1 anymore. Now you got to buy 4 tires so they all match because you have an all-wheel drive car. They fuck you. It's a scamboni. So I call up a couple of places and I get a price on a couple of places like the places online. They're like Tire Rack. We won't be undersold. $330 for a tire. Crazy. The place in Connecticut that advertises, you know, nobody beats whatever. You know it. Nope. $320.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
So I go on Amazon. The tire's $273. I go on Walmart. The tire's $278. Uh-huh. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to wait, you know, a day for the tires to arrive from Amazon. Need the tire now.
That's a splurge.
Car's riding on a donut.
$5
so
splurge.
I said, you know what? Let me call. Well, Walmart doesn't have any repair places near me, so you can't get... I'd have to drive 45 miles on a donut to get the car, the tire fixed. Anyway, so I call Pep Boys. I'm driving by. I go, oh, Pep Boys, we will not be undersold. Hello, Pep Boys. Yeah. You guys price match? Yeah. Great. Here's the tire I need. Yep. We can get that for you. Great. How much is the tire? $315. Oh, well, I have two price matches for you. Well, so normally they go, it's got to be a legitimate company. So I go, yeah, I can get it from Amazon for $273, Walmart $278. He goes, yeah, we don't match those guys. What?
What? Those aren't legit companies?
Match Tire Rack, Tire Depot, Tire Fuckers, all of them, like all the web ones. They go, wait a minute. When you go into Best Buy, they will honor all other major stores, but they won't honor the fly-by-night electronic stores online. You're telling me you won't match Amazon and Walmart? Yeah, we can't reach those prices. It's too low. I go, you say you won't be undersold. Yeah, well, that's if we can match, but we can't match. So, you know, I go, give me Manny or Mo on the phone. Give me Jack. Give me somebody. What do you mean you won't match the price? Yeah, we don't match Walmart. Well, your sign doesn't say we will not be undersold.
Except for Walmart.
Walmart or Amazon. You say we will not be undersold. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. That's what he said. I don't know what to tell you.
You know why? Because a lot of people have had that legitimate complaint before. This is not the first time they've heard this.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Well, how about you honor your banner? Yeah, there's fine print, he tells me. It's fine print. There's no print on the banner. Yeah, but if you look into the
website... So what did you end up doing? Did you pay the $315?
No, I ordered the tires, and I'm having them installed next week when my wife lets me take the car while she's at work.
See, that's where you and I differ. I'd be like, you know what? I don't need this headache for
$25. $35 a tire, roughly, plus install.
How many tires? 4?
She needs 3 more. I had to get 1 to replace the donut, and I got to match the other 3.
Oh, Jesus.
And, oh, get this. Tell me what you would do, Scary. So I went to the tire place, not far from me, that's well known, and I replaced the tire that had a hole in it. Now, I'm technically supposed to buy at least 2 tires in the front, but they only had 1 tire that they could get me right away. So they get me the 1 tire, and they're going to order the other tires for me if I want. When the car gets rolled out, he goes, I want to show you something on your back tire here. Now, he knows that a member of my family, I'm not going to call anybody out, hit the curb when they were making a right turn. So the rim is scratched and the tire popped, right? Okay, I can fix the rim. It's not a big deal. On the right side of the car, the passenger side of the car, on the right rear, behind the blown out tire, there's a couple little scrapes on the rim. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice any problem with that tire. He comes and he goes, look at this tire in the back. That's fine, by the way. It's got a cut mark, like a slice. He goes, if you peel back the rubber, you can see the steel belts. You can see the steel in the tire. He goes, that tire's not safe. You've got to replace that tire. I go, what are you talking about? The tire was fine when I pulled in here. No, I didn't notice that a cut. It's got a cut. You can't drive on that. You got another tire. Wow. Now, Scary. Is there a chance they sliced my tire?
200%.
Yeah.
Especially if it was in Brooklyn. I mean, where was this place?
In Jersey. And they're a reputable place. I'm not saying they did it.
You know, in a seedy part of New Jersey?
No. But still,
Oh man, this is the.
He didn't mention it when they were putting it like the, when they put the tire on the front of the car. Never mentioned it. I'm sitting in the waiting room. I'm in there for 30 minutes, and when they're all done, he goes, "Oh, by the way,
now they're giving you the business.
This tire is cut.
They're giving you the business. I'm sorry."
I said to him, "I go, hey, let me ask you a question. I'm not an expert when it comes to cars. What size knife did you use to cut my tire?" And he goes, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." The most nervous laugh ever. The most nervous laugh, like he never expected me to say. He's like, ha, ha, what? That's funny.
But you have no proof that they didn't.
I don't. Because I didn't analyze the tire before it went in.
Shit.
I can't prove it. I just know I need another tire. So would you go back to that guy and get the tire?
Never.
Or just to hedge your bet, go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else.
That's what I'm doing.
You have to do that. You have to go somewhere else. You can't go back there. The fact that it's even a question in your mind leads me to believe that it could be possible. If you could think it, it probably happened.
So, Slices, leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Number one, has this ever definitely happened to you or have you suspected it? And two, if you own a mechanic shop, don't leave your name, but have you as a mechanic ever like took a hose off, cut a little Freon line,
just so you can run up the score a little bit on the way back. Yeah, so you can make some more money if your
customer. Places break the car windows in the neighborhood. As a mechanic, again, don't leave your name, but just if you actually did it, give us a call. Like, you know, if I'm changing the oil, I might cut a brake line or something.
Give us an old ring-a-ding.
Have to come back.
Give us a ring-a-ding. And also give
us a little talk back.
All right. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Just, you know, just when you thought you heard it all, I'm telling you that goes on in that industry. I don't know. I can't prove it.
Yeah.
We don't know any. We're not going to name names, but it runs rampant, especially if they sense that you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
What word did you just say?
Rampant.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, definitely.
Did I say rampant?
Sorry, I didn't. Yeah, it sounded like you said rampant.
I had a little lazy tongue there.
Okay. That's what she
said. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I went to the bathroom today.
Thank God.
In fact, I'm going right now.
Wonderful.
And that's just peculiar. There are three urinals in the men's room.
In your bathroom?
No, in the men's room. At work.
Oh, well, at work.
At work. Three. You haven't seen the new building.
Three urinals. There was only two urinals in the old place.
Yeah, there's three stalls and three urinals in this one. Oh, and by the way, it's the only men's room on the entire floor, so have fun.
Oh, you're glad it don't work there anymore.
Running into your coworkers from the other side of the building. So, there's three urinals. Mm-hmm. There was no one in sight. there was a guy maybe about 20 seconds ahead of me. The door, because I saw the door close, because he went into the bathroom right then and there. And there was no one else in the bathroom.
Okay.
He took the middle urinal.
No!
Who the hell does this?
Did you see the... I sent you a video with Larry David, didn't I?
With urinals?
No, with the seats on the bus. He's yelling at an Asian woman because there were three seats and she sits down in the middle
seat.
Oh
my God, yes, you did. Same story, different scenario.
You don't take the middle.
First of all, everyone knows the etiquette. You walk in, you either take the far left urinal or the far right one. So this way, if you're halfway through your piss, another dude comes in, he could take the opposite one and you have the buffer space in the middle. The middle is the buffer.
No meat gazing. Right.
This dude walked in 20 seconds before I did. And because I saw the door closing and I was in the distance walking toward the door. So it wasn't like there was another person in there and had come out or whatever the case.
Do I know them? No choice.
No names, but
do I know them?
No, he's from the news section, the news sector. One of those news.
I know WOR news.
I don't even know him that well, this dude. But he literally was clearly in the middle. And I'm like, no! If I go left, I'm screwed. If I go right, I'm screwed. And I don't want splashback from his friggin' urinal splashing back down onto the floor, onto my feet. Because you know that can happen.
If I guess names, will you tell me?
I don't know who it is. I know. I really don't know. I just know
Is he a guy who looks like he's 60 with a comb over? Like a big head of hair with a lot of...
He has gray hair. I don't know if he's 60. Maybe.
Is he thin or a little chubby?
Thin. But anyway.
I'm not mentioning his name.
Anyway,
the other guy would have mentioned
this dude is in the middle. And I'm like, what are you doing? So what did I do? Mm. I had to go to one of the stalls. And then I close the stall behind me. I do my business. He leaves the bathroom. I'm the only one in there. I walk out of the stall and someone walks in from another radio station and sees me coming out of the stall. Now they think I took a shit. And I'm like, you know, I don't like to go to stalls for that reason. I don't want you thinking that I was taking a dump.
Well, Scotty B from the Serial Killers podcast, he only goes in the stalls usually to pee.
See, that's terrible because then people assume, oh my God, this guy's fucking blowing this stall up.
If the bathroom if I walked into the bathroom at work, the old bathroom, you know, the old place, and it stunk, I'd walk out. Because if you go there to pee, you're getting blamed.
Of course you are.
If anybody walks in, you're getting blamed.
It's attached to you no matter what. So what I'm saying is, similarly, if they see me, I'm the only one in the bathroom, and I'm coming out of the stall, they just assume that because they see the three empty urinals there. They're like, why didn't he use a urinal? He must have been taking a dump. And I'm like, no, but I'm not. I'm not taking a dump. I was really taking a piss because the guy before me screwed me by taking the middle urinal.
Right.
So I had no choice but to go to a stall.
The only thing you can do if you're peeing and it stinks up, somebody stunk up the place, is you got to stay in that bathroom by the urinal with your shirt pulled over your nose till somebody walks in. Then when they walk in, you're clearly taking a piss. And you are clearly acknowledging it smells. But if you start walking out, once you walk away from those urinals, it was you, shit.
Exactly.
You have no way out. I would stand by the urinal, my shirt like this, over my nose like this, waiting for someone to come in so that you can go, oh, man, somebody stunk up the place.
Right. And then you can walk out, and then if somebody else walks in, they blame it on that guy.
Yep.
Well, so this same dude is also a guy who brings his coffee cup into the bathroom. Who does that? Do you bring your coffee cup?
Oh, is he the same guy who brings his cup and toothbrush and brushes his teeth every morning?
No, not the toothbrusher. Which, by the way, I don't know how you could brush your teeth in that sink. This was a dude.
No,
he had a tall boy, one of those tall boy mugs.
Oh, well, he didn't fill it up in the sink, did he?
No, but he had coffee in there.
Oh, you can put it down on the counter. That's fine.
Ugh, why would you bring your coffee cup?
You don't want charticles. You don't want charticles in your crappuccino.
I don't know. I wouldn't bring anything that I eat or drink into the bathroom. Now, I have been known to, take a little, a little crackle or a Mr. Goodbar from the candy tray.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that's your code for taking a shit.
A crackle?
A little crackle. I dump off some Tootsie Rolls, maybe a Mr. Goodbar.
I'm looking for Mr. Goodbar. I went right down the fucking toilet.
The Hershey Highway.
No, the special dark. The special dark.
What did you eat if you took a crackle?
I'm going to drop a special dark right here.
I was eating Rice Krispies. You know what I mean? I dropped a crackle. You know what I'm saying? a crunch. Holy shit.
No, if I'm ever out at a bar at night or, you know, a fancier place, they always have a candy tray with mints. You know, they the people that give you the towel, they're pining for a tip. They want that tip.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I throw them the two, and they're happy like it's a five. Remember, you throw them a $2 bill, it gives you.
You give them a $2 bill or two singles?
We've talked about this on this podcast. Two singles doesn't have the punch that a $2 bill has. I save my $2 bills for the bathroom attendants because it gets the same reaction as a five.
You give two singles folded up, so it feels like you're giving them a lot. Then he's like, wow, I just got a wad of cash. You get out of there before you realize.
You throw them a two. You throw them a two, and they're as happy as if they'd gotten a five. They're just as happy. They're just as...
You gave him fake money. Half people in this country don't know what a $2 bill is.
No, they're like, oh my God, thank you. I'm like, see, it's $2. It's a $2 bill. It means it's good luck. So there's good luck attached to this.
I'll give him a Sacagawea a dollar coin. It's gold. It looks fancy.
That's just as powerful as a five. Yes.
Then I'll give a one. Then I give a one.
When you give
I'll flick it to him like, here you go, pal. Like it's a doubloon. Like I'm a pirate. All right, here goes your Sacagawea a dollar bill.
When I slap down the two,
dollar coin.
I usually take, I'm like, oh, here's my opportunity to maybe take something in this dish. Now, if it's any other kind of candy, I'm like, meh. But if it's chocolate, I'm like, huh.
That's been sitting in a bathroom where men have been shitting for months. Enjoy.
That is exactly where I was going with this. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that I would actually be okay with picking up a Crunch Bar, a little mini something. I'm like, oh, okay, oh, cool. Because it's wrapped. But you're right. It's still around the stink. All that for like constant.
The shardicles are on the wrapper. Now you touch the wrapper.
Right.
You get the shardicles. Then you open the wrapper. Yeah. You put your shardicle fingers on the chocolate. You're eating shardicles.
Ugh. He's the DJ. I'm the rapper.
Yeah.
Great CD from Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. No, but nice. But I'm okay with that.
Great pop culture reference, Mr. I'm Staying Young.
But for the purposes of the guy with the coffee cup who did. I think it's because he purposefully made a decision to bring coffee into the bathroom. I don't know. I don't know how you can. Even when I'm at a bar, I don't bring my drink into the bathroom with me.
I don't know the layout. Is the coffee machine on the way to the bathroom?
I don't.
He had to get the coffee.
Yes.
So he made the coffee. He's like, I got to pee.
And he brought it with him.
Now, he does it every day. Remember in the old studios, the gentleman who worked at the news station would walk by our windows every morning at 7:38 and go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Then he started hearing that we knew that he was doing that, and then he went the other way. He went the other way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's 7:38. Here he comes.
He's regular.
clockwork.
Yeah, like clockwork.
The morning show would go to commercial at the same time every day. He'd go to the bathroom.
He would.
So we were like, oh, 1 minute to the guy. I want to say his here name. 1 minute to Phil, you know.
Yeah.
And then here he comes. Yeah. We know what time it was.
I got to. Now you got
38.
I got to rethink this taking candy from the bathroom tray from the attendant.
Oh, you got to rethink it.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you should.
Ugh.
The guy brings his own coffee in.
Yeah.
But you're eating candy out of that dish. You don't know how old that candy is. That could be from the guy's last job he had at a hotel somewhere. Yeah. I quit this job and I'm taking my dish of candy with me. That was 1998. And he's got that dish of chocolate. You're like, oh, why does this Crackle wrapper have the old logo that they don't have anymore? Oh, because they changed the logo in 2008.
I think I'm going to be sick.
You're like, oh, why does this chocolate have white dots on it? I wonder if that's like a new thing.
Nasty. It's nasty.
Old chocolate in the bathroom. Because you can't wash your own hands.
All right, so we have to take one more break and then we got to play some talkbacks. But before that, was there something that you wanted to address?
Not in particular. I mean, I always have things to talk about, but if we're playing the talkbacks.
No, I thought there was something else you wanted to talk about real quick.
Oh, let me talk to you about people who talk weirdly about pets.
And as we get into that, just an update for those who followed up, there is no meetup. Slices meetup just yet. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it this month or next month. I think it's going to have to. We may be able to do one in the fall, but it will probably be much later. Because remember, last year at this time we did it. We talked about it in August, and then we did it in September. Remember that? So it's just not going to fall during this time frame. But we right now, we don't have anything. We're a clean slate.
Oh,
we're looking fantastic. For venues good. And all types of food to eat.
This is news to me as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of my dogs needed serious surgery. He's fine. But he had to have surgery on his back. And so we go to this super, super incredibly nice dog hospital. And the woman comes out of the back. They call our names. I'm there with my wife. And she comes over and says, hi. Okay, good. She goes, how old are we? So I go, well, why is that relevant? I mean, she's, no. I was talking about the dog. Oh, I go, he's 10. Oh, and are we in any pain?
I said, talking to your dog.
I said, my knee hurts. she's like, no. Drew, is he any? I go, no, I guess he's in pain. His legs aren't working. Oh, and do we have our shots? I'm vaccinated. Yeah. My wife is. She's talking. She's like, and how are we doing today? She's talking to the dog.
Oh.
And she's saying we to the dog. It took me a minute. I couldn't figure out what she's doing. So I said, are you talking to the dog? Yes. And how are we feeling today?
How are you doing? I go, good
we
boy.
Are feeling fine. He's not going to answer you. But she wanted us to answer for him. So why wouldn't you say, how's your dog feeling? She's like, and are we in any pain today? Yes.
I thought she was just being cute with the dog and not looking for a response, but sounds like she was.
No, she wanted us to answer, but she's talking in we terms. I said, why? So I asked, I go, she goes, we find it's more comforting to the owners and the dog if we involve everyone.
Oh, please.
So I said, okay. All right.
Okay.
So at the whole time she's speaking that way, my wife is like flicking my leg because she knows I'm going to say,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Because she knows I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Oh, how are we doing today? I'm like, we're terrified. Our dog can't walk. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But she's like, and how old are we? And what am I, if I take her at her word, how old are we?
Right.
I'm going to give her my age. If she's talking to the dog, she's never getting an answer. He's not going to tell her.
How is your dog, by the way? How's your dog doing? And which dog is
he's
it?
He's good. Drew.
Drew. Is Drew right good?
One. Drew's good. Yeah. He's walking about 90%.
All right. Very
like
cool.
He can jog a little bit. He can jump a little bit. He's not supposed to jump. So we run around putting gates up and we bought little steps for the couch and for the bed so that he can go up steps.
I'm glad to hear it.
But he can jump. The doctor's like, don't jump again for a long time because you'll end up back here.
Uh-huh.
So he had a bulging disc. It was, I'll give you the quick rundown. My wife got up early one morning.
I have a bulging bulge.
Yeah. And she goes to walk the dogs and his back legs aren't working. He's like pulling with his front legs like a seal and his back legs aren't working.
Oh no.
So we immediately called the doctor and the doctor said, you got to call a neurologist. We called a neurologist. Whoo, expensive. And there was a disc that bulged in his back and it was cutting off all use from the disc back. So he couldn't even pee, like physically not able to pee or poop. His back half didn't work. So,
oh wow!
They had to drain him manually, you know, with an injection to drain his bladder. It was terrible.
But
our dog. We fixed him, so that's it. You do what you got to do. But he's fine now. But yeah, that was what we. How are we? We are nervous. We are terrified. So yeah, I'm not into that. Just talk like a normal person.
Yeah.
I love my dog, all three of my dogs. I let them sleep in the bed, you know. Great, but I don't get into talking to them like people.
Should we take a break? We should.
Are we running late? Who's running late?
Who
should take a break?
A good dog?
Who should hit the jingle?
Who's your daddy?
Who's my good producer?
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Yeah.
Are we feeling better now? How are we feeling?
We're feeling a lot better.
Who's
now?
Who's feeling good? Are we enjoying the podcast? Yes, we are.
We are.
We got some talkbacks, and then we'll get out of here for the weekend.
Yeah, we'll mosey out.
We'll mosey out.
It's a lazy summer day.
Let's play some talkbacks.
Here we go. This is basically.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
One thing I almost forgot. If I was doing talkbacks, we did this podcast on Friday last week.
Yes, we did.
And we argued about weather. And there were thunderstorms in my neighborhood.
I know.
At 9 o'clock that night on Saturday.
You don't have to remind me. I know. Yeah, Scary is wrong. It's easy for you to say, my friend. But
well, I told you I would check the weather and get back to you.
I tried.
You did your best.
The weather changes every single day, every minute of every day. The weather's changing. Okay. So we can't be right all the time. Now, it did rain, and I'm sorry if you got rained on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Scary. Sorry, he lied to you and told you it was.
I'm sure some people are gonna.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, I'm sure some people are gonna comment on that here on the talkbacks.
No, why would anyone do that?
I do want to
give props to Allison Strasser. Remember last week we were talking about how I didn't go see Metallica because I didn't want to go both nights.
Yeah.
And I was worried that if I went to one night, I wouldn't hear the songs I wanted.
Uh huh.
She tweeted, Brody, I was laughing at how worked up Scary got over weather. When you switch to talking about Metallica, I think what you meant to say is there's 100% chance Metallica will play your favorite song, but only for 50% of the people. Which was a weather reference.
Got a quick email at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. Driving from New Jersey to Florida, please shout us out, guys. Family and I are going to Orlando on Saturday the 19th. That's 2 days from now from when we're recording this. It's our annual summer vacation. It's going to take 18 hours. Would you please make our two-day drive special by shouting us out? All right. Aiden, Aga, Ali, and Andrew. What's up? Andrew, keep that road rage in check. Oh, man. A fun drive for you all. Thank you so much for riding in. And keep your eyes on the road.
And shout out to Reggie Maltz, who said some very nice things about me. On Twitter about how he misses me on the big show. That was very kind. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. This is commenting on episode 265. We have some talkbacks.
Very nice.
And in case you don't know, and it's your first time listening, well, guess what? You're going to be starting from zero very soon because that's what we do here. We listen in order. And this is the talkback microphone on iHeartRadio. Thank you for clicking this button and leaving this message.
Hi, this is Fran from Long Island. Brody, for episode 265, I can't believe you didn't catch Scary saying it's usually either a male teen or a female teen? What other kinds of teens are there? Well, enjoy your weekend.
Well, you know, this is 2023 there, honey. you just don't
scary all of a sudden.
You just don't know. There's more out there, according to some.
Okay. Well, thank you, Fran. And you know what? Anytime we could.
You like my politically correct response? How about that, huh? Yeah. Someone could be not. Scary. There's some non-binary people. There are people identify as a squirrel.
A squirrel? By the way.
All right. All kidding aside. No, but I'm sorry. Did I say male, female? Oh no. There are people out there. They identify as ponies and dogs.
Okay.
Want right. to be treated as such. No, but in all kidding aside, did I say male teen, female teen? Did I say that?
I don't remember. But I love Fran, so it's all fine. Right. Next Fran. One.
Scary. You're nuts about this weekend in the summer conversation. You're like one of the people that are like, I feel like there are less weekends. I feel like, COVID is a scam or what have you. You're shown data that it's not true. It's actually impossible for there to be 5 weekends, 2 months in a row and have that be the norm. But, you know, you're like, I feel like it. It's funny. By the way, I agree with you on Song of the Summer. I had the same conversation with my friends, too.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no song.
He tried to redeem himself there at the end. Get on my good side. Yeah. I feel like he's trying to get back on my
he's
good
right.
side. No, but
he's right though.
If you look,
feel
there
like
are
the summers are shorter, there are whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You can find 2 consecutive months on the calendar that there
yeah,
are
February because it doesn't throw the calendar five, off because it's even 4
that there
weeks.
Are five weekends fall during that month. You can't find
February.
That.
It can't be.
It just hasn't happened in July and August in a while.
I told you why it won't happen. There's 31 days in July and August. That throws off the weeks. It moves the days of the week over.
I just feel like there's another
you feel
answer.
Like, I feel like you should hit the next call.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens here.
Love her.
Scary complains every week that he doesn't have a pool and Brody does. But we all know Scary is a bougie bastard. I mean, the man has $6.9 million recording equipment.
And your point
is? So I'm surprised he would even move into a building without a pool.
Yes!
I would think that Scary and his bougie self would put having a pool as one of the top things at the list of considerations for moving into
a place. Well, when I moved in here 15 years ago,
there were no such thing as pools.
The pool wasn't a priority. The view and the short commute to work were.
How's that view working out?
The view of the
they
pool,
put a
the pool
in front of his yeah, view.
The view of the pool on the rooftop pool in the building next to me is great. I love to see that.
They built a building in front of his view
with a pool.
He
with
doesn't
a pool.
Have a pool or a view
with a pool on their roof. Yeah.
And the commute got worse
hey,
since
boy,
they moved
Christy
studios.
Thank you.
Hey, you got boy, nothing. It's Christy from Saddlebrook. Scary. I am 100% with you on this one. The weather, you do a great job.
Thank you.
I love your weather reports. They are very positive.
Love you.
I'm a positive person. I always say partly sunny.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day.
It
may
is.
Not rain around here. Scattered showers, not a definite.
Thank you.
And it did not rain in Saddlebrook on Friday.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Keep up the good work, guys.
Love you.
I would love
I was right for some. I was right for a lot of towns.
You were right for 70%
up,
of the people
guys?
And wrong
DJ
for 30.
Billy here. Listen, I kind of agree with Scary about the weather.
Yes, you do.
Right now it says 35% chance of rain for today for my area, Belmore, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it did rain this morning for about 45 minutes.
But that's it.
Now, the rest of the day,
boom.
There's one area where it says 30%. In the next hour, it might drizzle a little bit, but it also might not. So I get where Scary is coming from.
Yeah, because 70%.
Hold on. First of all, it rained where he lives. Second of all, he said, hey, man, I kind of agree with Scary. That means he 30% agrees with you.
No, he's 70%. He's 70% agrees with me.
No, he said kind of is worth 30%
that
the most.
What the fuck is Scary talking about? 30% chance? Listen, the word chance does not mean 30% that a coverage of the sky.
Yes, it does.
Scary.
Yes, it does.
Let me give it a...
I'm stopping it right there. I refuse to have fake, false information put out there. Google it.
And yet you
Google
took
it.
Fake information from the gas attendant.
What is our rule
okay
on this podcast,
on.
Brody? Be right. If you're going to correct someone, be right.
Yep. That's right.
I am right. Yep. It's a fact. Google it. 30% chance of rain means that there's a 100% chance of rain over 30% of the sky, of the coverage area, at some point in the next whatever time it is. That is what that means. Every meteorologist will tell you that. I'm not arguing with you. Instead, Scary, I cut off your talkback because you're giving false information. Google okay, it. Scary,
are you blocking his freedom of speech? Is that what you're doing now? Are you Elon, but not Elon, but are you the owner now of the talkbacks where you're like, I don't like it, false information, you're flagging his comment?
But that is that's false information right there.
Fair enough. All right, can we get Mike Woods on, our friend from Fox 5 News, the weatherman?
We could get him on there, yes.
I think we should, have his information.
I can call him. I should call him now.
No, it's too late now. Get him for next week, okay. And we'll settle this thing.
All right, okay.
Hey, Brody Scary. Listening to 265, your grayish. Looked it up. I'd say it looks like more like of a putty color than anything. Have a great day. Putty's. Love you guys.
Putty.
Thank you. So we talked about last week, gray and beige. But here's the thing. Can you say it's putty colored if putty is a noun and not a color?
I don't know.
Putty comes in different colors. Silly putty.
That's true.
You know, most putty may be grayish, but it's putty. Gray, okay. I think.
Sorry about the stuttering. It's don't rarely do many talkbacks. Just trying to get everything that's going on inside my head out to you guys. All right, you guys have a good day. And Scary, I was totally with you on the weather issue. Like, they went too hard on you the other day. I'm sending this on a Sunday from Newton, New Jersey.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day, guys.
Boom.
Good afternoon, Slice for Life. Jeffrey from the Deep South. If you can't tell, I'm listening to Brody and Scary on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Episode 265, I need several things to say. Yeah, number one, Scary is wrong. Do the weather the way the weather's supposed to be from an actual weatherman. Number two, Brody is wrong because 3 out of 10 people won't get rained on unless they're equally distributed in the area. I'll call back.
Brody, I just meant on average of 3 out of 10. Three actual people.
Like Brody and Scary, I was listening to 265 about NPCs, and I've got an idea. I think that...
By the way, NPC means non-playable character. For a lot of people, they don't know what that is. Yep. It's basically the character in a video game you cannot control. And people are acting like this on TikTok. They're just repeating the same phrase over and over again, or dressing a certain way and just doing the same motion over and over for tips. And they're getting rich off of it.
Brody and Scary, I was listening to 265 about NPCs, and I've got an idea. I think that you should start an NPC channel, and people will pay Scary not to give the weather.
That's not how NPCs work, buddy.
People will pay for it,
bucko.
In reference to episode 265, Scary talking about the influx of teen ballads, slow, sad songs, as he said. And Scary continued to say it's usually by teen males or teen females.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember.
Is there something else? It has to be either a male or a female, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah. No. You're right. You're right. But I will lean on my non-binary friends to tell you that... there's more.
They don't want you leaning on them.
This is Marilyn from Omaha. I got to talk fast because I have a lot to say, and you limit what we can say. That's so fucked up.
Okay,
episode 265. Yes, Scary, you're right. In August, there is only 4 Saturdays, but July, there are 5. So you're wrong about that.
Okay.
And Scary, yes, you should be positive. It was saying mostly sunny is good. I realize that you should focus on the positive. And Metallica sucks. They scream. It is not music. It is screaming.
Metallica doesn't scream.
Fuck you, Brody.
Okay, there's death metal and growl metal that actually is screaming. Metallica, have you heard Until It Sleeps or Fade to Black? It's Master of Puppets and Pulling Your Strings.
And a lot of Metallica fans fucking hate that era of Metallica because they got soft.
Master of Puppets is when
not
they got
Master
soft?
Of Puppets, Until It Sleeps, everything from Enter Sandman, the Black Album on, everyone's like, that doesn't count as Metallica because they just went wuss rock on us.
Oh, please.
The more melodic they got.
Wuss rock.
Yeah. The more melodic they got, the more fans they lost. But she's right.
Even the fastest songs from like Kill 'Em All, you can hear every word. I would give them another chance, ma'am. Not screamers. Although there's plenty of bands that scream.
Mm-hmm. It's Mara from Omaha calling again.
Oh, you're back.
Thank you for sticking up for me, Brody. Like, I thought it was weekends, and I was wrong. I was wrong, Scary. Yes. Yes, it's four and not five, but okay. It's weekends. And you did get him the steak dinner. Like, really, Brody? Like, he got you the steak dinner. Sure, it's not his fault. Thank you. Dude comped it.
She redeemed herself.
Like, it really isn't. But you Hold all on. Are so fun, and I get that you do this for content, but you guys are awesome. Nope. Slice for life.
Not a content, thing. Okay. Brody still thinks that, no, in real life, IRL, baby, as they say on TikTok,
in real life, you IRL,
he thinks I still owe him this fucking dinner. And thank you for coming around and updating.
What have we learned? She's wrong about Metallica. She's wrong about the steak dinner. But such a cute voice, and we love her opinions. Call anytime. But you're wrong about the steak dinner. And give Metallica a chance. Come on, listen to Escape.
This is Marilyn in Omaha.
She's back.
Like, I'm going to take my vacation week and come to Florida for James. Marilyn is not wrong. Like, Marilyn is not wrong. He gave him the steak dinner. It is not his fault.
Preach.
Like, I'm going to come on my vacation to debate you. Stop calling and saying Marilyn is wrong. Marilyn is not wrong.
All right, Marilyn.
Marilyn is right. I do not owe you a steak dinner.
Adorable. I would love to meet Marilyn, but you didn't buy me a steak dinner.
I tried to buy you two.
I still tipped
that waitress $100 that night.
Really? Because the last time you told the story, you said $200, and it was a waiter. So now you're lying about that.
It was
a
waiter, and it was $100. I gave money.
Okay.
Money came out of my pocket that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Boys, Brody and Scary, DJ here from South Jersey, episode 265. Two times Sue or whatever the fuck her name is. It's servers like that.
One out of two Sue.
Are hard to give a good tip to. I understand that most of the paycheck is based on tip, but it's just so hard to give someone a tip like that when they give you bad service, you know?
I couldn't agree more.
Brooklyn Boys, DJ here.
You're back.
Again, episode 265. On the Applebee's topic, I know I was just talking about bad service, but I do happen to go to Applebee's for this one server because she gave me the most unbelievable service I have ever experienced in waitresses. Her name is Jennifer, and the Deffert Applebee's, and she's amazing. So there you have it.
Thank you.
All right.
Good shout out.
Shout out to Jennifer from the Deffert Applebee's. Mm-hmm.
Broken Boys, DJ here again.
You're back. A third time.
The end of episode 265 is fucked up. You guys are better than this.
What?
Fix it.
Huh?
Already scary.
Huh?
Okay.
Is that right?
Fucked ill. Thank you.
Fucked.
So anytime the end of a podcast is fucked up or it was glitchy, you got to reboot the app.
Yeah.
And if you want to make sure that it's not the problem with the actual audio, switch to a different app.
That is
like
correct.
Spotify or Apple or whatever. Podcasts, because usually it didn't load right on your phone.
Yeah,
because no one else complains. So, and
please cross reference it with another app. That's the best way to do it. Actually, force close
your app, reopen it, check it again.
Thank you,
Brody. So, scary Brody. What are you guys talking about? The song of the summer is Selena Gomez and Rema. Calm down. That's my opinion. I mean, I know there's not a lot of summer songs, but. That's the song of the summer, for sure.
Baby, calm down.
Big fan. Talk to you calm guys later.
Baby, calm down. Okay, that song came out in winter and was popular in spring. And it peaked in spring. It's still around. It's like a turd that won't go down the toilet after you double flush.
But, by the way, was that you doing the Selena Gomez part?
That was Rima. I'll just say this. I disagree only because that's more... It's still around in the summer, but it's just not a summer song.
All right.
Couple more of these.
Brooklyn Boys, Brody and Scary. This is James Slice for Life. As the Slice Ambassador, here's what I'm thinking. You guys meet up once a month and do a podcast from Brody's Pool.
Yes.
Hold on, Brody. I know what you're thinking. Even's not even. Scary, every month for winter and fall, Brody comes to your house and you have to supply Chinese food and Diet Coke?
I would. I would in exchange for a pool. You kidding me? That's a no-brainer.
Hold on a second.
That's a no-brainer
for me.
I like
where you're coming from, James. James, I like where you're coming from. However, I think the equivalent of Scary going in my pool, I thought you were going to say, and every month, every couple of months, or every season,
he buys you a steak dinner.
Buy a steak dinner.
No, no, yep. That's not equivalent. Chinese food and a Diet Coke, no ice,
yeah.
All day.
Chinese food's $12.
No, it's not. And where are you buying Chinese food from?
5 years old. Last time I was at your house, you gave me a bottle that was so old, it said, vote for Jimmy Carter on the side.
That was back when soda bottles were political.
It was so old, it was the same age as the chocolate in the bathroom that Scary's eating.
Please.
That's how old it was.
I don't drink soda. I just store it.
Right, you just store it.
I got a fresh back batch of old bottles of soda in my fridge right now waiting for you, Brody. They've been here for at least...
The old people that wear pants from 20 years ago? That's Scary with soda. When did Scary stop caring about soda? 1980.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't drink soda. It's
been a while.
But I keep it. Yeah. I keep the glass bottle Mexican Coke. The Mexican Cokes with the pure cane sugar... Fucking phenomenal. It's got the Spanish writing on the side. This is the real deal old formula Coke. Not mm-hmm. the ones we're drinking as classic Coke now, because that's high fructose corn syrup.
The Mexican Coke with the sugar is still not the same formula. It just uses sugar.
Well, that's what they did back in the day when it was originally in the 70s. When Coca-Cola was in glass bottles in America originally in the 70s and 80s.
Yes, and there was also cocaine in it.
They used, no, in the 70s and 80s, not in the 30s. In the 70s and 80s, they used pure cane sugar. They didn't use high fructose corn syrup. They switched to that. And now they put the Americanized small size glass bottles and it says high fructose corn syrup on it. Not real. All the cans and all the bottles and all the plastic, not real.
Remember in the 70s when they put real sugar in the Coke? Go to Scary's house. It's in his fridge. You can have it if you want. That's what he serves.
I buy Mexican Coke. Okay. Pure cane sugar.
Yeah.
Hey,
you get that
Scary,
New Jersey?
Brody, it's Maddie from Queens. Scary, you need to stop it. This year and
her.
The past 3 years, July has had 5 weekends and August has 4. If it makes you happy, next year July will have 4 weekends and August will have 5, and going forward that is how the trend will be. So there you go. If you want August to have 5 weekends, next year's your year.
There you go. Something to look forward to.
Hey Brooklyn boys, this is MJ from NJ, just using the TalkBack app. Oh my God, David Brody, the dishwashing episode, that cracked me up. I don't blame you. I would think there was somebody in my house. It's nothing to be ashamed of. That has happened to me, but I didn't call the police because I figured it out myself. But thank you so much. I cracked up.
And
hey, Brooklyn Boys, this is Juan Vasquez, and he's always Brody and Scary. Scary.
How many today? 5 or 6?
It only matters to the person that's going to rain on. You don't understand it. If you said, it's going to be sunny all day, maybe some scatter showers, maybe some rain, what happens? If a person hears that and goes out and says, ah, fuck it, maybe it will rain, maybe not, maybe thunderstorms, maybe not. But what happens if they get rained on? That's the problem.
Fair enough.
Okay, hey, Brooklyn Boys, Vasquez, and this is part 2 of my 3-part rant.
Oh, here
Scary.
We go.
Three-part.
You don't understand
this. He hit the under.
But people who go out thinking the weather's going to be nice and then it's shitty, they get rained on, then there's a thunderstorm coming, and what happens? They get rained on.
Okay.
Thunder and lightning happen, and you don't give a flying fuck. That's the problem. You don't care.
Okay, part 3.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, this is your boy Juan Vasquez.
Well, you don't have
Scary.
To.
Last but not least,
we know.
I'll take you to my personal level. You said back in the day, I'm not going to point the day out because I have it recorded. It was going to be sunny, maybe scattered showers, maybe thunderstorms. Mm. You ruined my son's birthday. The barbecue. It rained. Yes, it rained for 2 hours, but it rained literally when we were setting up the barbecue.
You know what? I'm happy it rained, Juan Vasquez, okay? I'm happy it rained on your goddamn kid's birthday party.
You be nice because, to Juan Vasquez.
No, because Juan Vasquez has an awful tendency to lean heavily on everything that you say and disagree with everything that I say. Everything that comes out of this man's mouth.
He's a smart man, Juan Vasquez.
He shits on me, and he puts your opinions on a pedestal.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, this is boy Juan Vasquez. I know you missed my voice for two episodes. Hey, Scary, stop being racist.
I'm not racist.
I don't mean racist or, you know, just bad racist, get canceled. But you are being racist.
In what?
When you're describing a person by their race, Indian Matt, you should not call him Indian Matt. Find something, anything else. Do not call him Indian Matt.
He's the second Matt in our group, so he gets an adjective ahead of him. He gets a descriptor word. And he's happy with it. Do you know Indian Matt gave Elvis a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for his birthday? And he said,
why are you going to call Johnny Walker Blue? Can't you just call him Johnny Walker?
You think that I would that would be the context of this, right? But Matt said to me, Skiri, this is a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue. It's for Elvis for his birthday. And I want you, when you put it on his desk and you say happy birthday, I want you to say exactly this way, happy birthday from Indian Matt. So he's requesting it. How is that racist? He's pointing it out now.
The poor guy doesn't know any better at this point.
All right, we just have one more left and then we got to get out of here.
Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. Danny Dimes here, Song of the Summer. Macklemore, No Bad Days, kills it. Great new album. Love you both. Later.
Not the Song of the Summer. It never hit. It's a stiff. It never made it. I mean, it was released in the summer. It might be your personal summer song, but and you might have it on repeat all day, all night, but it didn't break the threshold, unfortunately. So
you had Macklemore on the show. Did you lie to him?
We did. Well, we played it. But
made him feel like he had the Song of the Summer. Then
no,
he played
it again,
did you?
It had potential. It didn't hit. Yep. No one's downloading
after
it.
He left. Did you play it again?
No, take a look. We tried it. I don't think radio stations around the country picked it up. It's certainly not making a dent on social media or anywhere. It didn't go viral. And it's not streaming many places. Not the Song of the Summer. Unfortunately. And I do agree it's a great song. But
are we good?
I think we're good. We good?
We good?
Grab that grape soda out of the fridge, Brody. Because we good. This is a chore getting through these talkbacks. We got to shorten that segment.
The ones that agree with me. And by the way, Metallica doesn't scream.
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.